created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 2. Common Winter Illnesses, Part 1. Although many common illnesses can strike any time of the year, they are typically seen in the winter months. Just because they are common doesn't mean that you have to allow yourself to fall victim to them. Here is part 1 of sicknesses you want to be on the lookout for. Cold. The common cold is an infection that can be caused by several different viruses. Example, rhinovirus, respiratory syncytial virus, and adenovirus. It attacks the upper respiratory tract, particularly the nose and throat. While it typically lasts a week or two and is relatively mild, it is highly contagious and can spread to the point that work productivity is drastically slowed down or even halted. Cold sores. These are small blisters that appear on the lips or around the mouth. They are likely the result of the herpes simplex virus strain HSV1. Although cold sores can come from a herpes virus strain, that does not mean the individual is necessarily a carrier of the genital herpes STD. Cold sores, also known as fever blisters, usually go away on their own in 7 to 10 days, but can still be passed from person to person with direct contact. Influenza. Influenza is commonly called the flu. It too is caused by a virus and infects the nose, throat, and lungs. For many people, the flu can resolve on its own within a couple of weeks. For others, such as those with weakened immune systems, pregnant women, children under the age of 5, and adults over the age of 65, complications of the flu can be fatal. Pneumonia. This illness specifically affects the alveoli of one or both lungs, which makes it difficult to breathe. Pneumonia can be caused by a virus, but it can also be caused by bacteria and fungi. Persons with viral and bacterial pneumonia are contagious, but fungal pneumonia is not spread from person to person. It is important to note that fungal pneumonia is less common than viral and bacterial pneumonia. It is common for pneumonia to last 2 weeks. It can be even longer for those who have other chronic conditions, are very young, or part of the elderly population. Even those who are otherwise healthy can experience after effects of pneumonia for up to a month or so. Case study. Cindy in HR noticed each winter many employees call in sick with illnesses that seem to be pretty common. She decided to put together a handbook of some of the most common sicknesses that she sees in the workplace, so others can be on the lookout for them. Once she distributed the handbook, she realized not many employees were interested in reading it. She met with Beverly, another employee in HR, to get her own take on why the handbook did not go over so well. Beverly said the illnesses mentioned were not really as common as Cindy thought, and recommended that she redo the handbook, talking about colds, cold sores, the flu, and pneumonia. Once she did, almost 100% of employees read the handbook and asked follow-up questions.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.